This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Jhené Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Jhené Hoying. Five in a row by Jhené. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it. Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins, lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, who has returned from Florida. We thank Matt Zerker so much for filling in the last several games. And tonight it's the Jack and Chuck Show once again from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. The Jackson Center Tigers, the Fort Loramie Redskins, the two Shelby County foes collide here in the regional semifinal. Fort Loramie 19-7 on the year. Jackson Center 21-5. Both teams red hot. Redskins have won 16 of 19 after a slow start. Meanwhile, Jackson Center has reeled off 8 wins in the last 9 tries. Jackson Center won the 2 regular season meetings. They were close, winning at Fort Loramie in the Redskins' second game of the year, the 6th, even though the Tigers trailed the 7 at the half of that game. And then beyond the midway point of the year, Jackson Center won at home, rallying again against Fort Loramie, down 5 at the end of 3, down 5 with about 4 minutes to go. The Tigers pulled that one out. Aiden Reichert, Trent Platfoot, outstanding in both games against Fort Loramie for Jackson Center. Redskins buoyed by a huge 25-point performance from Nathan Radiman in the district, were triumphant over Cincinnati Christian. Meanwhile, the Tigers put the big D on Franklin Monroe. A 27-point score, Ethan Conley, limited to 9 shots, 3 baskets. These two teams riding highs, Chuck. Something's got to give here today. Points at a premium, no doubt.
That's going to be. The first game, Loramie was still searching. They played football. They didn't know who their go-to guys were going to be.
Right.
They had struggles offensively in spurts early in the season. They're a much, much better basketball team now. And Jackson Center has been just consistent the entire year. They lost a game to Fairlawn they shouldn't have lost. But that doesn't happen very often to a Scott Elkert team. They play defense, then they play defense, and then when you wake up in the morning and you open your eyes, the defender's still on you in your bedroom. That's how tough a defense they play on you.
Well, just ask Franklin Monroe's Ethan Conley about all of that. Wow, he was averaging between 9 and 10 field goals a game, and he wound up with 3 against Jackson Center, and quite frankly, it just didn't have any good looks. He got the ball at the foul line, at the elbow, and at the baseline. He was barricaded. He looked one way, there was Flatfoot. He looked the other way, there was Reichert. And that was all she wrote.
Right.
Meanwhile, Fort Loramie's offense was outstanding against Cincinnati Christian. The ball handling superb. Matt Zerker and I checked 4 or 5 boxes throughout that game. 6 turnovers the entire night by the Redskins against an unbelievably quick and fast Cincinnati Christian team. 15 of 18 free throws, super execution, great poise, when Cincy Christian rallied with eight straight, got the game tied up early in the fourth. And this Fort Loramie team didn't hiccup. They stayed the course, pulled away, won by eight. These two teams are at the very tops of their games. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, and Loramie, I mean, you look at down there, so deep. And they got Nick Brandewey, they got Jake Ratterman, they got Carter Mesher, they've got Eli Rosengarten, they've got Nathan Ratterman, who you talked about. Mason Kemper is a force inside. If he scores, that's just gravy, because he's such a good defender and rebounder. And then you got Nate Meyer coming off the bench, got Grant Albers, you got Nolan Burning, who, if you let him set his feet, that kid doesn't miss threes. So, I mean, they're a really strong, strong basketball team, and they've just gotten better and better, and they're peaking at the right time. On the other side, I think the best player on the floor tonight is Trent Platfoot. He's a senior. He's got the confidence, but I think the key's kind of around Aiden Reichert. Aiden can be really, really good, and sometimes he kind of disappears, and they need him to be strong from the beginning to the end.
Well, Reichert had two outstanding games against Fort Loramie in the regular season. He's the super soft. He's very good defensively. He's hard-nosed offensively. He'll shoot the three. He made three of them in the two games against Fort Loramie. He pumped in 15 points first time around, 19 second time around. Flatfoot, Mr. Consistent in the two games as he piled up 13 and 16. You can count on those two guys to give you probably 30 or better combined. If somebody else for Jackson Center steps up with a 9 or 10, Fort Loramie could be hurting. Meanwhile, the Redskins, you really don't know who to put a lot of pressure on. Although here lately, you can count on Nathan Ratterman and Eli Rosengarten.
Right.
If Nick Brandewey steps up with 12 or 13, Jackson Center could be hurting.
Well, yeah, they've got a little more firepower top to bottom. T.J. Essers had a nice season for the Tigers, and they need Pringer and they need Heitkamp to go out there, maybe not score a lot of points, but don't turn the ball over and play defense, because they can't play with six guys. They've got to have some guys come off the bench.
One thing for sure, Chuck, this game does not pit two clubs who have seriously contrasting styles offensively. Fort Loramie will play the possession game. It had to against Cincinnati Christian. It wanted to make sure the Cougars did not get out and run and score easy points.
Right.
So Fort Loramie can play the kind of way Jackson Center does, and really for 3 to 3.5 quarters beat Jackson Center at its own game during the regular season.
Right.
But Jackson Center rallied. Trent Platfoot willed the Tigers to victory in the game up at Jackson Center, just like Trent Platfoot willed the Tigers to victory over Rushi in the sectional championship
Absolutely.
Game.
I mean, he hit the buzzer beater that won the game for him, and we thought we were headed to overtime, but nope. And that was the second buzzer beater that Loramie had lost in a 2-week period from mid-court. Those are hard to come back from. So the coaching staff has to be really happy with Loramie, the kids, how they continue to play even after those two devastating losses.
A slight depth advantage to Fort Loramie. For example, Nate Meyer, who comes off the bench for the Fort Loramie Redskins, drilled three three-pointers in the two games during the season against Jackson Center. So Fort Loramie's got capable players off the bench, maybe one or two more than Jackson Center when it comes to scoring the basketball.
Oh, I think so, yeah. I mean, somebody we don't talk about, and he's got a little less time as the tournament's gone on, but Caleb Meyer is a dynamite three-point shooter.
Garrett Heitkamp has played very solid ball as the sixth man for Jackson Center. He's getting 15, 18 minutes a game, and there's really no drop-off. He's a pretty capable shooter. If you leave him wide open, he'll pop in the three on you, and he handles the ball neatly, too.
Right.
Even Steven matchup. Oh, wow. I think it's going to be in overtime.
Well, I wouldn't be shocked. You take a look at this. Usually I can kind of give you a feel for a game. I don't know how this one's going to go. No. I mean, this is a regional semifinal. The team that wins this is one game away from what everybody wants to do. That's go to Columbus. So, you know, who's going to handle the jitters? Who's going to make free throws down the stretch? Who's going to rebound? And who's going to stay out of foul trouble?
Right.
Either team gets – Lormie's got a little better if they get in foul trouble, they're a little better off than Jackson is. If Platfoot or Reichert get in foul trouble and have to do much sitting, they could be in trouble.
Regional championship is on Saturday evening. I think it's a 7 p.m. tip-off. Second game tonight we will not cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. That St. Henry against Springfield Catholic Central, oddly enough, 2 years in a row now, the team coming down from the Wapakoneta District doesn't get the Shelby County Club in the regional semi. Last year, Fort Loramie tied into Rushi in a regional semi. Redskins prevailed, hanging on by three. Lo and behold, this year, the way the draw worked out, the two collide again. Fort Loramie, Jackson Center from the Shelby County League. As I understand it, there is a redraw every 3 years, and it just so happened that the new redraw in advance of this year was such that it was possible for two Shelby County schools to meet again in a regional semi. It won't happen the next 2 years, maybe not for the next three or four, but it has happened here in 2018 and 19.
It'd be more fun if it was the final.
Oh, yeah, sure would. And that could very well happen down the road in the next few seasons. St. Henry, by the way, won over Marion Local, as everybody knows, in the Wapak District Championship at 12. Redskins wound up number three in the state.
They had a nice year.
Oh, yeah, last AP poll, final week of the regular season, heading into the tournament, St. Henry was number three AP, state of Ohio. They no doubt are the favorite to win this regional. Springfield Catholic Central, I think, was ranked 10th. And in the state ratings, Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, nowhere at all to be found. Neither
right.
one.
Well, all that does is make you more excited to play the game.
Yep, that fuels their fire that much more. National anthem up next. Then we've got the starting lineups, the tip-off. We'll run down our sponsors for you when we return. Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, regional semifinal, boys division 4, here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Chuck, one aspect of tonight's game we need to highlight, outstanding coaching jobs by both Scott Elker, Jackson Center, Corey Britton, Fort Loramie.
Well, just being here tells you what a job they did. Let's just say there have been more talented Shelby County League teams that have been down here in the region.
Right.
That is just a testament to the coaching jobs that these guys both do.
Yeah, three straight district championships for Fort Loramie. In fact, the Redskins have won 14 of their last 15 at the Pickwa Sectional over the last five seasons. Jackson Center won district championships back-to-back years a few seasons ago. In fact, in, 2016, Jackson Center advanced all the way to the state Final Four, lost to Van Wert-Lincolnview.
Yep.
Jackson Center Tigers have just been introduced. Trent Flatfoot at guard, 6'1 senior, 13 points a game. TJ Esther, 6 foot senior, 7 a game, his running mate. Christopher Elkert at the point. Elkert at 7.5 a game, 5'9 a junior. Jaron Reese, 6'2" junior at a forward, 5 a game. Aiden Riker, 6'4 sophomore, 14 points a game in the pivot and power forward. Starting lineup for the Fort Loimer Redskins is as follows. Eli Rosengarten is out there along with Jake Ratterman. Those two at guards. Rosengarten, 6'1", senior, averaging 11.5 points a game. Jake Ratterman, 6'1", senior, averaging 4.5 points a game. Mason Kemper in the middle. Kemper, 6'4" tall, a senior, averaging 6.5 points a game. The other two starters, Nathan Ratterman, up to 10 a game, 6'4", a senior. And the fifth starter for the Fort Loimer Redskins, Nick Brandaway. He runs the point. Hard-nosed defensive player, a junior, 6'2" tall, 8 points per outing. Opening tip to start. Reichert and Kemper slapped into backcourt. Jackson Center's got it. Tigers the road team on the scoreboard and on the floor. Wearing black from top to bottom, white numbers trimmed in orange. Fort Loimer, the home white, red numbers, and black piping. Here is Jaron Reese with the ball high left. Ratterman comes out to meet him. Points and possessions, no doubt at a premium here in this game tonight. The club that handles the ball better and maximizes good shots and offense will probably win this contest. Here is Esther penetrating, the elbow on the left, flips it back out on the arc to Flatfoot. Flatfoot on the bounce. We played 40 seconds here in the first quarter. Not a shot taken yet. Straight away, Elkert thought about lighting one up from three-point land. Decided better. Flipped it left side of the floor to Esther. Esther goes to Elkert straight away behind the back of the dribble. On a weave to Flatfoot. Shading him is Brandaway. Flatfoot into the lane. Loops it right corner to Reichert. He's doubled. Throws on the arc to the three-point shooter. It's Flatfoot, and it lipped the rim. It was dead center and somehow spun out. And Fort Loimer garnered the rebound. Taken down by Rosengarten. Up ahead to Jake Ratterman. Here's Nate 25 feet away. Jaron Reese on Nathan Ratterman. Nate coming off a 25-point game in the district championship. Baseline left. Ball thrown to Brandaway. Fadeaway southpaw jumper. Off the iron twice. Rebound Jackson Center. Each team 0-for-1 to start.
Brandaway used his size because he's got Elkert on him. He's got an advantage. He just shot over top of him.
Here's a baseline pass by Jackson Center into Reichert. Good overplay by Kemper on the steal. Outlet to Rosengarten. Chuck, an interesting stat tonight might be offensive rebounding because you're not going to get that many shots, first shots in a game like this. If you can get extras.
Yeah, if you can get some second chance points, that's going to be a key, sure.
No doubt. 2 minutes, no score. 6 to go, first quarter. Second possession, Fort Loimer. Weave on top, it's Kemper. Right wing, Brandaway. Brandaway over guarding is Reichert on the hedge. Brandaway comes out 30 feet away, hands off to Rosengarten, who dumps it down right corner to Jake Ratterman. On top to Brandaway. He plows into the middle, right down the lane, driving layup wide open, blew it. Way short. Rebound, Jackson Center. I think Brandaway was surprised he was that available.
Yeah, he got open, and Reichert came over and at least showed himself.
And Brandaway couldn't finish. It's still 0-0. 2.5 minutes gone. Behind the screen, left wing, Elkert, long three ball, swish for Jackson Center.
Christopher Elkert.
3-0 Tigers. Here is Rosengarten. Nate Ratterman's got it high right. Right flank to Jake Ratterman. Into the top of the circle. Kemper, Brandaway, left wing. Brandaway rolls to the basket, feeds Kemper. Kemper dropped it, it's loose. Tigers have got it. Zipping down the floor, Elkert into the lane. Throws it behind him right to a Redskin. It's Rosengarten out in front. He drives to the rim. His arm is yanked on near the basket, and he's awarded two. Well, Elkert got himself up in the air and no one to throw to, at least no teammate to throw
right,
to.
He threw it where he thought he saw the teammate the last time, but the teammate had moved down to the corner.
His first.
Yeah, Chuck, it's going to be points at a premium with a big exclamation mark after it because we have played 3 minutes and 7 seconds and Jackson Center leads 3-1 after the Rosengarten free throw.
Well, yeah, because it's not that they're turning the ball over, they're not getting shots.
Shelby County League, well known for its basketball defense, both boys and girls, and it is being showcased here tonight. Both free throws, Rosengarten up and in. Right in the middle of the cylinder on both foul shots, and it's 3-2. Jackson Center up a point. Here's Fort Loramie. Pressure in backcourt. Here's a pass tipped away near the timeline. Esther runs it down, though, for the Tigers. Feeds Platfoot ahead. Platfoot dribbling with the left hand. Brandewee on him, 25 feet away. Right flank, it goes to Jaron Reese. Straight on top, it's Reichert. Available. Three-point land. Shot it off the back iron, no good. Offensive board. Rebound low in the right. Esther, he ducked under Drew. The two-shot foul.
Boy, did he get up in the air on that rebound.
What a job at T.J. Esther as he soared for the offensive board. He skied, yanked it off the glass, and then went right back up into traffic knowing he was going to get walloped. Free throws, Esther, first one, a little too much. Hit the back frame, picked off. 3-2, Jackson Center, 4:32 to go, first quarter. Reichert had a three-point try before the offensive rebound by Esther. Second shot, TJ, front rim, backboard, it rolls in. 4-2, Jackson Center, 4.5 to go, first quarter. Left side pass goes to Mesher, who's in now. Carter Mesher on the floor. Fiery player, very quick for Fort Loramie. Outstanding athlete, excellent on the gridiron. Here's Eli Rosengarten outside the arc. Now Nate Ratterman, shot fake. Guarding him tightly is Jaron Reese. Good matchup there. Here is Mesher trying to dribble, drive into the lane, back to the basket. Good overplay by Jackson Center. The first ruling is Tiger ball.
It's wrong.
The outside official comes in. What do we have? The conference continues. Will it get changed?
Yes.
Redskins possession.
That was a correct call.
Yep. 4:04 to go here in the first quarter. 4-2, Jackson Center. Baseline right, Nathan Ratterman. Will inbound, goes to Brandewee, 30 feet away. Right corner, Rosengarten. Open, doesn't shoot. Takes Platfoot baseline. Off balance runner by Rosengarten. In and out twice. Wow. It was down below the iron and snapped away. Jackson Center quickly. Baseline right, it's Reese. Powering into the paint. High looping bank shot. No good. Rebound, Reichert. Got away with a walk. No call. On the arc to Elkert. Right corner, triple. Platfoot, deep one. Missed it. Weak side rebound, Reese. Jackson Center. Just what we talked about a few minutes ago.
That's their second offensive rebound.
Offensive boards for the Tigers. 3:28 to go, first quarter. Still 4-2, Jackson Center. Platfoot 25 feet away on the left. On top, it is Reichert. Throws to Esther. Now it goes to Reichert, mid-range, posting up, back to the basket, double down to Fort Loramie. Hand off to Esther, dribbling into the lane area, stops, then waits for the defense to get up in the air. Then he shoots, and he neatly gets the two-shot foul out
of it. Tell you what, that kid has just gotten better and better as the season's gone on.
T.J. Esther with sharp awareness. He's at the stripe again with a pair. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie without a field goal. Redskins have had a few close calls, but there has been a lid on it so far. Free throw by Esther. Got it. 5-2 in favor of Jackson Center as Grant Albers comes in for Fort Loramie, 6'2 sophomore. Also in is Nate Meyer, 6 foot soft for Fort Loramie. Second shot, Esser, right there. 6-2 Tigers. Opening 5 minutes, Fort Loramie has not notched a field goal yet. Here's Brandewee, here's Rosengarten. 30 feet away, now 20 feet out. Straight on, it's Albers, puts it on the deck. On a weave to Brandewee. Brandewee.
Illegal screen.
Yes, it sure was. Albers was moving outside the arc on the right. It's Ratterman. Here's Nate Meyer. Fort Loramie not penetrating the three-point line. Now Albers does. Down the left side of the lane. Pitches it back out right flank to Brandewee. Oh, this Jackson Center defense throwing a web over the Redskins offense so far. Rosengarten penetrates, dives into the paint, makes an extra pass, deflected by Jackson Center. It's loose in the right corner, tracking it down very nicely on the play as Jaron Reese. And then he alertly throws the ball off the knee of a Redskin.
Yeah, the defense is stifling right now on both ends, truly, but boy, on the Jackson Center end, Lormie can't get a good look.
Nope. Intense defense for Jackson Center, which has shut out Fort Lormie from the floor so far. 6-2, first quarter, 2:20 to go, opening period. Only one field goal so far in the game, right, Chuck?
Yeah, that was Elkert's three.
Yep. And that came at about 2 minutes in, so we've gone nearly 4 minutes without a bucket. Ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Lormie to our left. We are located here at courtside at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Ball inbounded behind the arc. It goes straight away to T.J. Esser. Now it's Elkert left wing. Plattfoot's got it. 25 feet out. Nate Meyer on him. He fakes the pass to Reichert in the corner. Plattfoot circles out on top. It's a weave with Esser. Esser rotates it left side. Now here's Jaron Reese at the elbow on the left. Top of the circle, Plattfoot. 1:50 to go in the first quarter. 6-2 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Reichert. He puts his head down, digs his way into the lane, spins, and drags the pivot foot. He clearly turned it over.
I think he got caught between, is he going to shoot that or is he going to dump the ball down to Reese?
Yeah, he has a tendency every now and then to slide that pivot foot a little bit as he did there. 6-2. Fort Lormie down four. Albers top of the circle on the arc to Brandewey. Brandewey doesn't get to the foul line. Veers off into the right corner. Fort Lormie's offense being initiated some 22, 23 feet away. They can't penetrate even the top of the circle. Here's the deep right corner three by Nate Ratterman. A little too much mustard on it. It is strong. Rebound volleyballed around. Jackson Center's got it. One shot and out for Fort Lormie. A minute to go in the first period. 6-2 Tigers. Here is Elkert. Right wing it goes to Esser, 25 feet away. Coming out to catch. Reichert on top. Left side pass goes to Plattfoot. Picked up by Rosengarten. Well, that's a good duel right there.
They've had three different guys on him now on Plattfoot. They're going to keep him rested.
Yep, Nate Meyer was pinned on him. Last trip down the floor for Jackson Center.
Brandewey started on him.
Here is Esser, left wing, near side court, not far from us. Esser goes to the top of the circle, down to 34 to play in the first. And head coach Scott Elkert calls out a play. That could very well mean Jackson Center is going to put it in the ice box the rest of the quarter. 24, 23 to go. Here's Plattfoot, 30 feet out. Now he's 40 feet out. He's at the Kettering Fairmont logo at midcourt here at Trent Arena. 13, 12, 11. Plattfoot will give it up and probably get it back. He hands off to Reichert. Reichert 30 feet away. Reichert wants to drive. Top of the circle, foul line. Fades and banked it in. Oh, my goodness. With a second left in the first quarter, Aiden Reichert was strong, big time heavy on the fadeaway shot, but it kissed in beautifully off the middle of the square above the back of the rim. And Jackson Center leads it 8-2. Fort Lormie without a bucket at the end of the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Lormie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Lormie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass and Fort Lormie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. As well, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Lormie, M&A, Muffler and Tires in Fort Lormie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Lormie. We'll review the rest of our underwriting sponsors in a moment. Fort Lormie with the ball. a few lineup changes as we start play here in the second. Rosengarten off balance. He bounces his way into the lane. It looked like he might have been nudged. The shot's way short, and Jackson Center's got the rebound. Here comes Flatfoot down the court. Well, Fort Loramie doesn't have a smell of a point so far.
Flatfoot really bumped him. He bumped him off his shot that time. No call.
Yep, very well could have been a two-shot free throw situation, but the referees allowed the contact. No foul shots for Fort Loramie there. Redskins down by a count of 8-2. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Right side of the floor, it's Reichert for Jackson Center. He's picked up by Kemper. Reichert fakes right, goes left. Comes all the way to this side. Deep left corner, Esser. Shot fake. Baseline around Ratterman. Here is Esser to the rack. He banked it in on the run. DJ Esser with a sparkling game so far for Jackson Center. In the post, it is Albers for Fort Loramie. Hands off to Nate Meyer. Right back to Albers. Short corner, baseline left. Fort Loramie's got to be careful to not to start to force things. Jackson Center, though, not giving the Redskins an inch at the offensive end. Fort Loramie without a field goal, and we have played over 9.5 minutes in this game. Here's Ratterman, right flank Burning. A little pick and roll, Burning, Ratterman, short corner, back to Burning on the arc, high arching three, rim, backboard, no good.
Wow.
Oh, what a play down inside the Jackson Center. It looked like it was Esser.
Esser went up and tipped it away. I don't know how he that. I never watched a kid jump like this.
He deflected it to a teammate in the corner of the court. Garrett Heitkamp now in for Jackson Center, which leads it 10-2, 2 minutes, 10 seconds into the second quarter. Heitkamp on the floor, 5'11 junior, hands it off to Flatfoot, picked up now by Albers, fourth different player on Flatfoot in this game. Left side, it's Elkert. Flatfoot straight away, shot fake, enters the paint. Right corner, Esser, sizes up a three. It hit the back rim, went way up, came down, hit it again, and grazed off the iron into the hands of Burning of Fort Loramie, down to Nathan Ratterman. Back to Nolan Burning on the arc. Burning's got it 25 feet away. Nolan, a 5'11 sophomore. Baseline right, Rosengarten, double-teamed. Pivots in the lane, falls away, short on the 10-footer. Rebound, Jackson Center. Nothing doing, Redskins, who were red hot, couldn't miss a thing at the UD Arena. Here's a steal at midcourt by Ratterman. He fought through Elkert, knocked it away, went down the floor, was bothered near the rim and blew it. Rebound, Jackson Center, 3-on-2. Bad pass picked off by Rosengarten. Here's Ratterman, a gimme, in the lane, four-footer, good! And the Redskins have finally hit a field goal. 10-4, Jackson Center with 4:40 left in the second quarter. Mark it down, 4:50 left in the second period when Fort Loramie finally notched its first basket of the game. Here's Jackson Center working the ball top of the circle right in front of us, over guarding against Fort Loramie. We are on the Fort Loramie Redskins side, so when Fort Loramie has something to cheer about, you'll hear overwhelming noise. Jackson Center crowd, far side, visitor side of Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena behind the scorer's table. Here is Jackson Center inbounding, baseline left of the basket. The score is 10-4 in favor of the Tigers. Garrett Heitkamp's got the ball top of the key. High right, it goes to Aiden Reichert, who fakes left, goes right. Ball revolved out on top to Elkert. Left side, it goes to Reese. Jaron Reese has it. Squeezes between Brandewey and Nate Meyer, and the ball is jammed away. Good steal by Fort Loramie. Outlet down the floor to Jake Ratterman. Long three-pointer, 27-footer, barely caught the rim. The rebound caroms to Jackson Center. Up the floor goes to Flatfoot. Flatfoot fumbles right side of the floor. It is nearly stolen by Fort Loramie. It goes out of bounds off Reichert last.
That is 7 turnovers now for Jackson Center. The difference is Loramie can't score, and they only have 2 rebounds in the game so far.
Amazing. Very odd beginning to this battle between Fort Loramie and Jackson Center. 3:50 to go here in the second quarter. It is 10-4 in favor of Jackson Center. Here is Brandewey being cleared out for open space, left side of the floor. He took the ball top of the key, went right down the left side of the lane, and while barging toward the basket, flipped it up on the dead run. Missed it, but he was smacked. Couple of free throws for Brandaway. Tell you what, Chuck, given the fact there won't be many field goals in this game at all, you have to notch free throws. You've got to shoot 75% at the line in order to win this game. First one to Brandaway is good. 10-5, Jackson Center by 5. 3:48 to go, second quarter. Second shot, Brandaway in the air. It circles the rim and comes off. Rebound to Platfoot of Jackson Center. 5 points for Fort Loramie in better than 12 minutes. Jackson Center's only got 10. Here is Elkert, far right wing to Reichert. Straight away it goes to Platfoot, picked up by Brandaway this time. There's a hedge by Kemper. Deep right corner three, Elkert, Jackson Center. Wow, he's got it. That was a skyscraper. He's got two unbelievably high-arching threes. The head coach's son, Christopher Elkert, just buried one. 8-point lead, Jackson Center, 13-5. Here's Brandaway on the arc to Kemper. Jackson Center didn't shoot it particularly well in beating Franklin Monroe. Fort Loramie was red hot in winning its district game over Cincinnati Christian. Aiden Riker trips a Redskin player out at the top of the key. The ball will be thrown inside court by Fort Loramie as the officials ask head coach Scott Elkert to calm it down just a little bit. He did not think the last situation was a foul. 3:04 to go in the second quarter of this game. Fort Loramie has just one bucket. Keep in mind, it was about 11 minutes last year here in this regional semi before Fort Loramie scored a field goal against Marion Local.
The Marion Local was just on a destiny roll last year.
So far, the regional semis, the last two seasons, not kind to Fort Loramie. Offense has hit a snag. Top of the circle, Carter Mesher goes to the foul line, doesn't shoot. Right wing, Eli Rosengarten. He's doubled, 30 feet away. Can't find an opening to shoot the three. Down to 2:38 left, third quarter, or I should say second quarter. Here is Mesher, 20 feet out, dribble drive, elbow on the right. Might have gotten away with a walk. A lot of contact in the paint area. Jackson Center bench not pleased. Looked like a shuffle by Mesher. He was bailed out by contact after the walk, and he gets two foul shots out of it.
Obvious travel.
Free throw by Mesher in the air, way off to the right. 13-5, Jackson Center, 2:29 left to go here in the second quarter.
That is something I've done. The referee went over there the time before, and they gave a crowd warning to Jackson Center. What's a crowd warning?
Well, Carter Mesher has just missed two free throws. Rebound down to Jackson Center. 8-point lead, Tigers. 2:20 left to go in the second quarter. Here's Garrett Heitkamp. Mesher all over him, 30 feet away. Right side, Platfoot. Platfoot dribbles, pulls up in the lane, doesn't shoot, outside to Elkert. Elkert to the foul line, running one-handed pass inside to Reichert. Reichert forces one up, missed it. A lot of body contact below the rim. Foul on the drive.
Yeah, they called the foul. Riker got pushed trying to get to the pass.
So it's common not shooting for the Tigers, who will throw it in baseline left. 2:08 to go here in the second quarter. It is 13-5, Jackson Center. Baseline, Esther to pitch it in play for the Tigers. He looks. Bounce pass, Elkert, deep left corner. Here's Platfoot. Guarded now by the fifth different Redskin of the night. Kemper's got him. Platfoot pulls up foul line. Thought about fading away and shooting, didn't. Throws it on the arc to Esser. Baseline right, short corner, Reichert. Jaron Reese mid-post. Back to Reichert, deep right corner. Here is Christopher Elkert with a 30-foot shot in the half-court offense. It nearly went in. It spun around two or three times, came out. And a Redskin and a Tiger go after a loose ball, far side of the floor, in front of the Fort Loramie bench. And it looked like the player who got the worst of it is Aiden Reichert.
Hit his head.
Oh, it's out of bounds to Fort Loramie after all that.
that really, truly could have been a foul on Riker because he slid and took the feet out of the Fort Loramie kid.
Yep, I thought it was a foul, but it was not called. Loramie does get the ball. 1:35 to go in the second quarter. Boy, that shot by Elkert gone in. It would have been 16-5, and the Tigers would have had a double-digit lead. 1:20 left here in the first half. Here's Brandewee, foul line for Fort Loramie. Forced up a fadeaway, way off the mark. Rebounded by Fort Loramie, left corner, a long board to Rosengarten, who jumps and shoots and drills home a three ball. 13-8. The lead is 5. Elkert missed a 3. Rosengarten makes a 3. 5-point game, 1 minute left, second quarter. Midcourt with the ball is Jackson Center's Christopher Elkert. Chuck, was I exaggerating? Was that nearly a 30-footer?
It was just inside the volleyball line. That was way out there.
Yep, he'll shoot him from that range. Right side of the floor, Esser for Jackson Center, hemmed in. Here comes Fort Loramie. They're doubling at the timeline. Jackson Center gets out of trouble but does not attack the basket. Instead, Reichert went to the free throw area and then backpedaled with 28 seconds to go. 13-8 after the Rosengarten three before Fort Loramie. Jackson Center leads it. Here's a wild pass, but Jackson Center, Fort Loramie came with the heat, well out on the floor, and triple-teamed the ball handler who threw it right to a Redskin. Fort Loramie now gets the last shot. 8 seconds to go. Down to 6. Brandewee motions. He's double-teamed. 3 left. Brandewee step back. 28-footer. Good! He made it. He made it. My goodness gracious. Wow. It looked like Fort Loramie's offense was totally stymied. Thwarted completely. Brandewee was dribbling, nowhere to go. The double team came at him, and then Brandewee, a little jab step forward, went in reverse 2 steps, and gunned in a triple at the buzzer. That's a big hoop because Fort Loramie, with 2 late threes in the second quarter, is right back in this game at 13-11.
Well, they were about to be down 11 on the one by Elkert. It didn't go in, and then 2 straight threes. You're right. It's a ball game. I mean, it was still going to be a ball game,
right.
But it's a two-pointer. Most people walking in now would wonder why they're taking a break after the first quarter.
It looks like a first quarter score, 13-11. 13-5 in a game like this, 8 points, is a huge deficit. Offensive possessions at a premium, points are going to be slim and far between. Good rally by the Redskins to knife it down to 2. Jackson Center outplayed Fort Loramie the first 15 minutes of the first half of this game. But Jackson Center's cushion is just 1 basket here at the intermission break. Chuck and I are back with the Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, 13-11. Jackson Center leads Fort Loramie in an obviously very low-scoring basketball game, regional semifinal. Boys D4 here tonight. Need the right solution for true comfort? We'll call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. It's a good idea to get those new tires now to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a grip on you. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's way back in 1922, he greeted everybody then with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S-Inc.com. 2-point lead, Jackson Center, low-scoring regional semifinal tilt here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Tigers 13, Redskins 11. Here's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Chuck.
Well, if you look at it, Trent Platfoot took one shot in the first half. He was 0 for 1. That's not good. That doesn't bode well for Jackson's chances to win. The Tigers were 4 of 10 from the floor, 40%, 2 of 7 shooting threes, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Loramie was 3 of 13 from the floor, made their last two. They were at one point 1 of 11. They were 2 of 5 shooting threes, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Jackson has an 11-2 rebounding advantage, 4-1 on the offensive boards. Turnovers, Jackson turned it 9 times. Loramie turned it twice. The individual scoring for Loramie, they got 5 from Rosengarten, 4 from Brandwee, and 2 from Nathan Ratterman. They scored 2 and 9, 11 points. On the other side, Jackson got 6 from Elkert, 5 from Esser, 2 from Riker. So they got 2 from Riker, 0 from Platfoot. They scored 8 and 5, and they lead it 13-11 at the half.
Chuck, again, a couple mind-boggling stats. The turnover count for Jackson Center extremely high, but a big rebounding edge in favor of the Tigers.
Yeah, but both of those are surprising. You would think that Jackson would not turn it over that much, but that was a great equalizer. If Jackson hadn't turned it over, if they would have turned it over 2 or 3 times, and they had the rebounding advantage, they might have a 8 or 10 point lead right here at the half.
Maybe a psychological edge for Loramie, which was down by 8, with as little as a minute and a half, a minute 40 left to go in the first half, and now it's just 2, 13-11, after those 2 late 3-point baskets by the Redskins.
Well, one of the things that that it looks like is Brandwee started getting confidence.
Yep.
Rosengarten finally got a couple of shots, or got a shot off. Nathan Ratterman still not a factor. So you just really kind of, you expect Platfoot and Riker to step up in the second half. I thought Esser had a terrific first half.
Yep.
And on the other side, you know, they got to get Nathan Ratterman going a little bit. He didn't even have a look at a three.
No. Give Jackson Center high marks for awareness, alertness, getting loose balls, and tipping rebounds to teammates.
Right.
Easy for me to say. In the case of Fort Loramie, Redskins have got to play more inside out, it would seem. Everything has been pitch and catch on the three-point arc.
Right, and then take the long shot. I think a good coaching move by Fort Loramie was when they went into the trap there. They created two or three turnovers right in a row.
Yep.
Jackson's got to be aware of that trap. They knew it was coming. Loramie plays it in every game.
Yep. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Jackson Center 13, Fort Loramie 11. We're 2 minutes from the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We are seconds away from the beginning of the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie Redskins, 19-7. Jackson Center Tigers, 21-5. Jackson Center finished second in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie a tie for third. Jackson Center won two close calls in the regular season. Right now, another close call, 13-11. Tigers on top. We begin action here in period number three. Esser's got the ball on the arc for Jackson Center. Right wing, Platfoot, right corner, short corner, fadeaway 10-footer, barely caught iron. He was face guarded well. Rebound right into the lap of Nate Ratterman of Fort Loramie. The same quintet for both clubs on the floor, which began the game. Good pass, baseline left, Randaway caught the ball from Ratterman. Oh, a nifty reverse layup. Got it. Randaway with a big basket for the Redskins to start off the third period. In fact, now Fort Loramie has reeled off eight consecutive to tie the game up at 13. Jackson Center beats pressure, and they beat it well enough to get a layup at the other end. Wow, it took Jackson Center 7 seconds to get it to the timeline. When they did, they broke down Fort Loramie well enough to get Jaron Reese free for a gimme. The lead two for the Tigers, 15-13. Rosengarten on the run for Fort Loramie. He's got a little opening down the right side of the lane, and he kissed one in off the window on the go. Nicely done by Rosengarten. Much better offense so far for the Redskins. And here is Jackson Center attacking quickly the other way. Boy, the third quarter beginning unlike the first. Action quickly paced here at the outset. There was a formidable drive into the lane by Esther of Jackson Center. He was handcuffed by a Redskin common foul, Jake Raderman. Ball inbounded right corner, Aiden Reichert. He's got it for the Tigers. Quick fall away from 15. On the rim, it came off. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Rosengarten lobs into the lane. Kemper's got it back to the basket. Oh, he had a shot right in front. Reichert left him, but then he gave it up. Branowy with the ball 20 feet away. Left side, Rosengarten tied at 15. Loramie shooting for its first lead right here. Six to play in the third quarter. Rosengarten, Raderman near side, behind the screen. Long 25-footer, hit the back brace. Rebound ricochets way after Jake Raderman. He snares it over the shoulder, foul, Jackson Center.
First.
2 minutes gone here in the third. Fort Loramie's offense appears to have gotten some kind of a message after two periods in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, Brandewee started strong, and Rosengarten could be unstoppable.
At Fort Loramie, more motion going toward the basket. Right here, pick and roll. Brandewee, Kemper got it for two. 17-15, Redskins up a bucket. Tigers need to respond. First time Jackson Center's been behind. Esther 25 feet away. Esther on the bounce. Jake Raderman on him. Between the rings to Blackfoot for Jackson Center. Outside the arc on the right, it's Reichert. He goes into the short corner. He's sandwiched on the play by two Redskins, one of whom commits the foul.
That was on Jake Raderman. I think that's his second.
Team foul situation, two on Fort Loramie, one on Jackson Center in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Fort Loramie up a deuce, 17-15. Redskins trailed 13-5. So Fort Loramie's outscored Jackson Center now over about a 3.5 minute span to the tune of 12-2. Here is Blackfoot spinning into the lane, back to the basket, well guarded, fadeaway shot off the mark, and Fort Loramie gets the rebound. Redskins a better job limiting Jackson Center to one shot attempt so far in this half, and also looking more fluid at the offensive end. Here's Brandewee 25 feet away. Kemper comes out to the elbow. Pick and roll, no pass. Brandewee kept it. Far left side, Jake Raderman. Picked up by Esther. 4:50 to go in the third. On top, Brandewee starts to slice into the lane. Now to Rosengarten behind him. Long fadeaway three-pointer, caught iron, and bounced off into the right corner. Elkers got it for Jackson Center. Oh, what a pass. He hit a gliding teammate, Jaron Reese, hustling down the floor from the left wing. He caught it on the dead run. That may stand up, Chuck, as the pass of the night.
Well, it might be the pass of the year. I don't know how they got through there.
Boy, oh boy, did Christopher Elkert ever thread the needle. He snaked about a 20-foot bounce pass by a couple of Redskins who throw it out of bounds right in front of us. Raderman to Rosengarten. Jake flipped it to Eli. Wasn't looking for it right then and there. 17-17 tie. 4:15 to go in the third. Big bucket. Last trip down by the Tigers, who cashed in with a sweet 3-on-2 break field goal. And then after the Redskins turnover, the Tigers have a chance to retake the lead. Four to play in the third. Coming out to catch straight on, Christopher Elkert weaves it into the post to Aiden Reichert. Here's a post-up move by Aiden. He powers, scores. Let's see if it's going to be counted. There's a whistle.
That was strong.
Yes, it was.
Strong move.
And it is a good basket for Aiden Reichert. Foul on Fort Loramie. Reichert at the stripe for a three-point chance. Aiden Reichert, just a sophomore, he is already a stud. Can't imagine how good he will be as a senior. Free throw by Reichert. It's a feathery foul shot that goes right down through the netting. And Jackson Center reels off 5 quick points to earn a 3-point lead. 20-17, 3:50 left here in the third quarter. Left side pass goes to Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Behind the arc, Nate Meyer. Nate gives it up deep right corner, Rosengarten. Pick and roll with Nate Raderman. Rosengarten can't squeeze into the lane. He faked the pass, couldn't drive. Now Nate Meyer drives. Uh-oh, he stumbled. That's a walk.
Nate doesn't look to score and that gets him in trouble because he had a chance to go ahead and turn the corner and get into the lane and, if nothing else, get fouled. That's and true. He looked to pass the ball off.
Yep, he did have an opportunity to take it right to the cup. Here is Elkert. Look at him go for Jackson Center. He dribbles 60 feet. He forces the action. He barrels all the way down the lane. Scoop shot. No chance to make it because two Redskins slammed it out of bounds. Christopher Elkert, sneaky quick, Chuck.
He has a hesitation move with the basketball that gets him open a lot.
Yep, Fort Loramie had a brief lead just short of the midway point, third quarter. Now Jackson Center owns a three-point edge again, 20-17, 3:21 to go, third quarter. Ball inbound to Esser. On the arc to Aiden Reichert. Long three-pointer. Daring move by him. A bold shot from 28 feet. It was short off the rim. Fort Loramie tracked down the rebound. Deep right corner, Rosengarten starts to drive. Here comes the double team. Esser, Platfoot, they take it away. Tigers, Platfoot to midcourt. Left side, Reese. All the way to the cup. Into the lane to Reichert. Oh, what a pass. Little fade away from seven. Good. Well done by the Tigers. Fort Loramie may need a timeout, down five. 2:49 to go, third quarter. Great response by the Tigers after Fort Loramie had a short-lived two-point lead. 2:49 remaining in the third quarter. Five-point advantage, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Seven straight points by Jackson Center after Fort Loramie had sneaked ahead by two at 17-15.
And had a possession. I mean, they could have pushed it up even better, even bigger.
But the Tigers have growled loudly and roared back. Here's Brandewey back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Isolation. Brandewey right side of the court. He's got an avenue toward the basket. Here comes the late double team. Shot deflected. It comes down to Platfoot of Jackson Center. He slides to the floor in the forecourt. Tigers set up the attack. Ahead by five, 2:24 to go in the third. Platfoot 30 feet away, wants to drive on Brandewey, does, right side of the lane. Baseline right, little pull up from 6 feet, got away with a walk, missed it. Rebound Reese, 7-footer no. Platfoot's got the board, blocked, it's pinballed all around. Brandewey comes down with it strong for Fort Loramie. Backcourt on the play to Nolan Burning, who's checked in. Burning up the floor for Fort Loramie. Nolan 25 feet away. Burning comes cross court to Brandewey. Brandewey 6'2 junior. His running mate at guard now. Burning a 5'10 sophomore. Baseline left to Talbers. No shot. To Burning inside the arc left wing. Coming out to get him quickly is Esser. Jackson Center by five. A minute 38 to go, third quarter. Rosengarten gets a screen. Foul line. Now to Burning on the arc. There's a high one. A long one. Good! Nolan Burning. A triple. 22-20. Jackson Center by two. Final 80 seconds, third quarter. Platfoot to midcourt. How many points for him so far, Chuck?
Platfoot hadn't scored.
I didn't think so. That's amazing. And Jackson Center's up by two. Reichert on the arc, right flank for Jackson Center. Fakes going to the right corner, comes to the middle. Handoff on the play to Esser, right back to Reichert. They clear out for him. They'd like for him to drive and take Albers down low. He can't do it. Throws it to Esser. Now to Jaron Reese, right wing, bobbled, hung on. Gave it to Platfoot. Let's see if Platfoot spreads the floor and works Brandewey one-on-one. 46 seconds to go in the third quarter. 22-20. Jackson Center up two. Manning the paint area for Fort Loramie is Albers. Redskins zoning down below the foul line, so to speak. Loose defense applied on Platfoot, who is not guarded tightly. Now he is. 5 second counts on. Here comes Bringitoe. 23, 22. Coming out to hedge, Nathan Radiman. Flatfoot picks up his dribble, throws it near side to Reichert. Scattered floor, near steal. Tigers have it, but they don't shoot. Instead, they backpedal out near the timeline. Down to 9, 8. Flatfoot's got the ball 30 feet away. Gets a screen from Jaron Reese. Over-guarding called against Albers. Maybe not a real bad foul because Jackson Center's going to throw it in with 5 ticks to go.
I mean, that was their fourth foul, so, I mean, not great in that respect, but you're right. Now they got 5 seconds dragging a shot off. 20. Good choice by Platfoot not to take that three when he was kind of open. There was still 16 seconds to go on the clock.
Right. Here's the ball inbounded straight away. Elkert, he's got the ball with a second left. A long 30-footer, hit the rim, caromed out of bounds in the corner, and that's it. Third quarter closes. That was all Jackson Center could get at the end of the third period. More or less a Hail Mary by Christopher Elkert, although he's the one young man on these two clubs who can make that kind of a shot.
He has the ability to do that.
We go to the fourth. Jackson Center 22, Fort Loramie 20. Division 4 Boys Regional Semifinal here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on scoresbroadcast.com.
They're going to put some more time on the clock because this should not have gone off. The ball went out of bounds with about a second point two. But nothing's going to happen here, so we're going to go to a commercial.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Well, while we were away and you were listening to a commercial break from the In-Between, Nick Brandewey for Fort Loramie took the inbounds pass. A second was put back on the clock before the end of the third quarter. Redskins had the ball out of bounds some 75, 80 feet from the hoop at side court. It was thrown into Brandewey, and Brandewey from the foul line at the other end hit the back of the rim on a three-point shot that would have counted. Another inch or two shorter, it would have swished.
I would have come back and apologized to you that I left. I was wrong. Something did happen in the last second.
Wow. Well, Redskins possession nonetheless as we start play here in the fourth. Jackson Center on D, and the Tigers lead at 22-20. And Fort Loramie's only been on top in this game for about three-quarters of a minute. That was just before the middle part of the third quarter. Then Jackson Center went on a surge. Redskins have the ball to start the fourth. Brandewey outside the lane on the left. He is boxed in. Look for a cutter. Kemper down on the post, right side of the floor. And it was either going to be 3 seconds or a walk. It was ruled a travel.
Right.
Brandewey picked up his foot.
Reichert came out and did a nice hedge, and really yep. Brandewey had nowhere to go.
He was cornered on the side of the lane, had the bodies all around him, couldn't find an open player. Violation, Jackson Center possession, opening half minute. Fourth quarter of this game, 22-20 in favor of the Tigers. Up in the regular season, we had a six-point game, a win for Jackson Center at Fort Loramie. And then at the Tigers' gym, Jackson Center came from behind to win by three. Here's Aiden Reichert straight away, coming off a screen. Long three-pointer, around and out. Redskins have the ball. Not sure that was the shot that head coach Scott Elkert wanted, although one of his best three-point shooters took it. The sophomore, Reichert. Here's Rosengarten, top of the circle, fakes the pick-and-roll pass to Kemper. Gives it up near side to a teammate. Now it goes to Nathan Ratterman, deep left corner. Straightaway Brandewey. Any points for Ratterman so far?
Ratterman's got a two. He has not even attempted a three.
Here's a drive, and Nate Meyer in the lane. Good pass below the rim to Nathan Ratterman. And a couple black shirts hover over him. Foul called. Two on Jackson Center, four on Fort Loramie. And the team that gets to the free throw line first for the 1-1 will have an edge in the last few minutes of this game. Ball lobbed in the lane to Ratterman, and it is broken up. Stolen by Esser. 2-on-2. Esser pull up, 15-foot J off the back iron. Great box out on the inside, but Kemper. Fort Loramie's got it. Tigers missed a chance. Running out of control down the right side of the floor is Fort Loramie. And then here's a pass below the basket by Rosengarten to a teammate. It hit the end of the line, hit the end of the court line, went out of bounds. It looked like Jackson Center's defense had applied some pressure on Rosengarten, might have fouled him, might have slapped him on the wrist, but Rosengarten was falling down at the same time and made an errant pass.
Well, he ran over Elkert, and that would have been a tough call on either one of them.
But it was ruled out of bounds against Fort Loramie. And here's Trent Blackfoot going to work for Jackson Center. He took his man into the paint and hit a little fadeaway 10-footer. His first field goal of the night, believe it or not. And Jackson Center's up four with 5:50 to go in the fourth. Outside the arc on the left, it's Brandewey. Big offensive set here for Fort Loramie after the Blackfoot make. Two straight turnovers, last two times down for the Redskins. Didn't get a shot. Left corner, Kemper. On top, Brandewey. Shake and bake. Nearly walked into the paint. Deals right corner, Nate Meyer. Redskins can't get an opening. Excellent defense for Jackson Center. Here's Ratterman behind the screen. Long 27-footer off the back iron. Rebound to Kemper. Clawed away by Jackson Center. Reichert's got it. Now Ratterman had a good look. He had clearance. Got the screen from distance. Couldn't make it. And now Jackson Center with a field goal can go up six, maybe seven. Esser dribble drive, foul line, below the foul stripe. A leaner, it is no good, danced off the iron. Rebound, pinballed around to Kemper, to Nate Ratterman of Fort Loramie with 4:57 to go in the fourth quarter. 24-20 in favor of the Tigers. Jackson Center has pushed it offensively, a bit more aggressively here in the fourth than I might have imagined. Here's Brandewey on the arc, goes to the right baseline, short corner, cut off by Elkert. Oh, great hook pass to Anthony Kemper. Blocked out of bounds by Reichert, saved by Fort Loramie to Rosengarten. Three-pointer, got it. Rosengarten from range. Head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout. One-point game, timeout Redskins, 4:30 left here in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. Oh, that special on Saturday nights at Brookins features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Arnes at Brookins creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more, and the banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy that new late-night menu at Brookins, open to 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You cannot beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Carl, we're talking to you.
Hi, Carl.
He will every now and then email us from Brookins, either Carl or a member of his staff. I've gotten a few social media posts from Brookins during our games. Hopefully he is joining us. We've got a thriller tonight at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center in the lead by one, 24-23. After a beautiful, majestic three-point shot by Eli Rosengarten.
With a hand in his face, that was good defense.
Yep, unlike the previous one by Ratterman when he was very well guarded. Here's a long jump shot by Esser, top of the circle, in and out. It rattled, wouldn't go in, but an offensive rebound, Jackson Center. Reichert to Elkert, 30 feet away. Boy, that shot by Esser was down in. It was rolling down through the ropes, caught enough orange to pop out. Here's a ball popped out of bounds, far side of the floor by Fort Loramie. Redskins have Kemper, Rosengarten, Nathan Ratterman, Nate Meyer on the floor. Brandewey's the fifth. It is Blackfoot, Esser, Garrett Heitkamp in now for Jackson Center, along with Aiden Riker and Scott Elkert. Ball inbounded to Blackfoot, 3:48 to go in the game. 14 fouls for Loramie, 2 Jackson Center. Riker goes baseline right, arm bar defense, foul for Loramie. Kemper, Jackson Center beginning to get close to the 1-1.
Yeah, that was 5, yeah.
Yep. And 2 more. Jackson Center will shoot the bonus. 3:43 to go. Only 2 team fouls in the Tigers. Those numbers are big here at the close of this game. 30 feet away, Esser for Jackson Center inside the arc. Right wing Riker. Oh, my goodness. Almost out of bounds. Launched a 3. Little strong. Caught the far edge of the rim. And the ball fell right into the lap of Kemper of Fort Loramie. That was almost like a turnover there, Chuck.
Yeah, that was maybe too quick.
Here's Rosengarten, left flank for Fort Loramie. Popping out to catch Nathan Ratterman, Adam Randowee. Fort Loramie with a field goal can go up. 3:15 to go in the game. Kemper, left side, Rosengarten. Spin move, foul line, below the foul line. He's doubled, can't shoot. Right wing, Nate Meyer. Looks on the inside for Nate Ratterman. Gives it to him baseline. Ratterman to the rack. 3-footer on the rim, won't go. Got the rebound, foul. Jackson Center. Tell you what, Fort Loramie's had some very close in shots, not fall.
Yeah, I don't know how that one didn't go in. Flatfoot and Elkert and Reichert have not come out of the game. They've played every minute.
The free throw by Nathan Ratterman is good, and we're tied up at 24. Yeah, those 3 players for Jackson Center are iron men for certain. Second shot, Ratterman, for the Fort Loramie lead. It's on the way. Yes. 25-24. Redskins have inched on top by 1. 2:55 to go in the game. Team fouls, 5 on Fort Loramie, 2 on Jackson Center. Blackfoot down the left side. Double team Fort Loramie. Blackfoot's in hot water. Gets rid of it to Riker. Cross court wide open. Esser! He's got the layup. Timeout, Tigers. Fort Loramie had Jackson Center held up far side of the floor. Had 2 or 3 ball handlers barricaded. And alertly, they got the ball to Aiden Riker, who found T.J. Esser all by his lonesome. And the Tigers are up 1. 2:43 to go in the game.
Well, they've gotten 6 points off of that against that press. I think they've gotten more turnovers than they've given up points, but that was a big one right there because Jackson's having trouble scoring. You don't want to give them something that easy.
Go to Goffney Furniture for high-quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney's got you covered. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. Take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. 2:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. And that's the danger of that press in the half court. You may have somebody hemmed in at the timeline or at side court, but if the offensive team can extricate itself from trouble and find the
Somebody's open.
You're burned.
Somebody is down on the block.
Yep. And Esser got the gimme. And with 2:35 to go, Jackson Center's back up 1. 5 team fouls in Fort Loramie. And 2 more, Jackson Center shoots. 1-point lead Tigers. Straight away Rosengarten. Right side to Brandewee. Brandewee well out on the floor. Let's see what the Redskins run. On the block, low post left, it's Ratterman. On the block, low post right, it's Kemper. Here's Brandewee. Barreling baseline left. Little fadeaway, 8-footer. Oh, my goodness, what a play by the super soft Aiden Reichert of Jackson Center, who came out of nowhere to block it and recover the loose ball. Wow. Well, make a little footnote by that play, a star beside it, because it gives Jackson Center a possession up 1 with 1:48 to go. And here comes Nolan Burning, or Nate Meyer, I should say, out on Esser. Tigers with an advantage now, up 1 in possession. And Jackson Center's not going to shoot unless it's a layup.
135, I'll tell you. But we haven't seen, Mesher in the second half.
No, we haven't. Top of the circle with the ball. It is flat foot for Jackson Center. Picked up out high by Rosengarten. Spin move. Now to Reichert, 35 feet away. Reichert down the right side. Pulls up, still behind the arc. Being chased by Kemper. Between the rings, it's Elkert. Oh, the Tigers have got the Redskins where they want them. 1:05 to go. Here's
nice
a backdoor
pass.
Cut to Reese. Reese is open. Oh, out of nowhere, blocked. What a play at the last second by Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie. My, that was athletic.
That was a great pass and a better defensive play.
Yep, defensive gems at both ends in the last minute. Aiden Reichert blocked to our left to prevent a Fort Loramie goal. Nate Meyer blocked to our right to prevent a Jackson Center goal. 65 seconds to go in the game. Tigers ball beneath the basket of the black shirts. Up one. It's inbounded right corner to Garrett Heitkamp. And head coach Scott Elkert gets a timeout. 65 seconds to go. 30-second break. Tigers up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, these two clubs have played stellar high school basketball over the last 2 months. They're performing at top levels here again tonight. Jackson Center owns a victory over Ann in the regular season. Jackson Center beat Coldwater and Marion Local from the MAC. Fort Loramie's got a win over Versailles. Fort Loramie played St. Henry within three. Fort Loramie played Anna extremely well in a game at the Anna Gym. Here's the ball inbounded from beneath the basket by Jackson Center, well out to the arc. It's tracked down on the play by Flatfoot. Hands off to Elkert. 52 seconds to go. Fort Loramie may have no choice but to foul, and that's what the Tigers want. The team foul would be the Redskins' sixth. Esser circles the wagons 30 feet away. Hand off to Heitkamp. Foul committed by Fort Loramie. Rosengartner Ratterman on Heitkamp. Not a shooting foul yet. It will be interesting to see who Fort Loramie targets with a personal foul that will send the Tigers to the stripe. 43.1 to go. 26-25, Jackson Center by one.
I wonder at what point they're going to foul.
Oh, here's an overplay, nearly a steal by Kemper. Ball rolls into backcourt. It is Flatfoot who gets it. And here's a submarine by Brandewey, inadvertent, hits a foul. That was a melee at midcourt. Fort Loramie nearly had the steal. Jackson Center gets the break because in the end, their best free throw shooter is undercut, and he's got the 1-1.
They wanted an over and back. There was no possession. They threw the ball in, and no one possessed it till it went into the backcourt.
Right.
So you can throw it into the backcourt from out of bounds, and that's what happened.
Well, the T.J. Esser field goal, close to 2 minutes ago, when Jackson Center was hemmed in at side court, nearly barricaded, almost turned it over. But they got it out of trouble against the press, got a layup, finding the open Esser. That's the difference. Tigers up one. Flatfoot, 1-1, Jackson Center. And calmly, he drops it in. He's done that all year long.
Well, he's got 3 points now for the game. But, yeah, he's a great free throw shooter under pressure.
41.6 to go, 27-25, Jackson Center by two. Second shot, Flatfoot, swish. He rolled both of them right down through the ropes.
You don't need a three here. You're down three, but you don't need a three.
38 seconds to go in the game. Here's Brandon. We down the floor for Fort Loramie. And here's a semi-intentional foul.
It's only four.
It's on Elkert way out on the floor. That forces Fort Loramie to throw it back inbounds. That was the strategy by head coach Scott Elkert of the Jackson Center Tigers. And now another timeout is utilized by the leading team. 2 point lead, or I should say 3 point lead, Jackson Center. 28-25, 36.5 to go in the fourth. Redskins ball when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Laramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
Chuck, interesting observation by you on the foul.
Well, the foul was above the foul line, so they have to bring it in on the side court a little deeper, and they would have been able to inbound under the basket.
Yep, and Redskins would have preferred to have taken it out below the rim. Fort Laramie ball, inbound to Rosengarten. He drives into the lane, off-balance eight-footer, way too hard. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Reichert walked in backcourt, no call. Up the right side to Platfoot, 18 seconds to go. Cross-court to Esser. Rosengarten jerks on his arm. 16.3 left, 1-1, Jackson Center, which leads but 3, 28-25. But Rosengarten had a tough shot. That was the idea. Give it to Eli, let him take it to the rim. Jackson Center didn't foul him, guarded him tightly. He missed it badly. Then it looked like Reichert three steps after getting the rebound.
Yeah, no doubt.
Foul shot by Esser, yes. And Jackson Center has a big four-point lead.
Now, if he makes this one, you need to get to a quick three, because if you're down five, you don't really want to still be down three and have to foul again.
Tigers up four. Second shot, Esser. 16.3 to go. It is in there. Esser and Platfoot loop in four free throws at clutch time for the Jackson Center Tigers. Here's a quick misfire by Ranaway from three-point land. It is no good. Loose ball rebound below the hoop. Scrum for it. Tie up. Jump.
Over.
Arrow. Tigers. That'll do it. 3.6 left. And Fort Laramie has beaten the Jackson Center for the third time this year. It's 30-25. 3.6 to go. The Tigers got to the free throw line late, made them, and that's it. Final second over at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. The second straight year, Fort Laramie ousted in the regional semis. What a run this year by the Redskins, who wind up on the year 19-8. Jackson Center now 22-5, advancing to the regional final on Saturday night at 7, or I should say Friday night at 7, against the winner of Game 2 between Springfield Catholic Central and St. Henry, the number 3 ranked team in the state, which is favored in that game and favored to win the regional, although Jackson Center will have something to say about that on Friday evening. It boiled down, Chuck, to who had the ball last. Fort Laramie did not make points, down one, and with five team fouls, Fort Laramie couldn't stand and watch Jackson Center put it in the icebox. The Tigers were airing out the basketball, milking the clock, putting it in the deep freeze. Fort Laramie had the foul. Jackson Center would not miss at the stripe. Fort Laramie in between the made free throws, had a huge offensive possession, a tough driving shot by Rosengarten, couldn't get it to go. Brandewee, a long three here in the waning seconds. Simply boiled down to who had free throws at the end and who had the ball last.
Well, 4-for-4 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 2 by Platfoot, 2 by Esser. Those two young men from the free throw line, that's who you want shooting the basketball at that point. Laramie, on the other hand, they had their chances.
Yep.
Just really couldn't ever get anything rolling offensively.
I think the last field goal in the game, Chuck, was with about, 3-something to go when Fort Laramie, up one, seemingly had Jackson Center throttled, far side of the floor. Players were hemmed in, boxed in. It was that half-court trap by the Redskins, and it looked like Jackson Center might turn it over. Somehow, some way, I think it was Platfoot squeezed a pass out of that mass of humanity down the sideline to Reichert. And Reichert threw a bullet, a seed, to T.J. Esser, cutting in from the right wing. Fort Loramie had so many defenders well out on the floor. Jackson Center had a man advantage below the foul line. Esser made the layup. That gave the Tigers the one-point lead with three-something remaining, and they did not relinquish that the rest of the way. Redskins couldn't convert a field goal in the last 4 minutes.
There was 18 baskets made in the game.
Wow.
10 by Jackson, 8 by Fort Loramie.
And we said in the pregame, possessions, points at a premium.
Oh, boy, yeah, no doubt.
And that's what it was times two.
Yeah, it was what you expected to see out of Jackson Center defensively. They made enough baskets and enough plays to win the game.
Jackson Center beats Fort Loramie three times, by six, by three, by five. Redskins, oh so close in all three, led the majority of the games the first two times they played, led briefly in this one in the third quarter, not for a very long stretch of time.
No.
But Jackson Center made the last field goal, made the final four free throws, pumped in the last 6 points of the game after once trailing 25-24 with between 3 and 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And Fort Loramie was blanked the last half of the fourth quarter.
Well, they scored 2 points in the first quarter, 5 points in the fourth quarter. That is never going to get it done, ever.
Nope, 7 points in the first and fourth. And so oftentimes in a well-played defensive game in high school basketball, it is how you finish. And you've got to close out strong. And Jackson Center made just one or two more plays than did Fort Loramie at the very end. Jackson Center capitalizing on Fort Loramie's pressure D. Redskins were playing hard, up one, to try to get that steal, that takeaway. Didn't do it. Esser got the easy basket. And then, as we have alluded a couple times already, four free throws down the stretch. Outstanding season, though, for the Fort Loramie Redskins, a team that got started late because of the deep run in football. Fort Loramie was behind the eight ball on the basketball floor, so to speak. Head coach Corey Britton did an outstanding job. In fact, when these two teams here tonight played the first time this year, it was only Fort Loramie's second game.
Right.
First weekend of action, game two. Fort Loramie opened up on a Tuesday midweek in the middle of December after Jackson Center had already played several. But head coach Corey Britton lost in excess of 40 points from starters a year ago who graduated. Fort Loramie, after a 3-4 start, won 16 of 19, closed out the year winning 16 of 20, falling here today by 5 to Jackson Center. The seniors, Jake Ratterman, Carter Mesher, Eli Rosengarten, Nathan Ratterman, and Mason Kemper. They'll be missed. Fine performance.
They will be, but they got a lot coming back, too. They're going to be a good basketball team next year. You know, we get this deep into the tournament, and we love to see the Shelby County League teams advance, but we sure hate to see them advance at the expense of another Shelby County League team.
Well,
you can't sit over here, no matter who would have lost this game tonight, you just feel horrible for the team that doesn't keep it going.
Very well said, Chuck. I'm glad you dropped that in, because that's exactly how both of us feel. Tough loss for Fort Loramie. Big, satisfying win for Jackson Center, which wins all three.
Yeah.
They take a trio of games.
That's hard to do.
From the Redskins this year, and it is. It's difficult to beat an evenly matched club three times in a row, and the Tigers pulled it off. Jackson Center, with its outstanding possession basketball at the offensive end of the floor, and its thwarting defense, sometimes stifling D, will be a real tough opponent in the regional final for whichever club wins the second game between St. Henry and Springfield Catholic Central.
They're not going to have seen a defense that plays like Jackson Center does.
Nope.
You take a look, Jackson had 9 turnovers at the half. They had 9 turnovers for the game. They did not turn it over in the second half.
And you know what? That stat right there is the difference, because Fort Loramie was oh so close middle part of the fourth quarter to getting a couple of takeaways, which would have turned the game around. And Jackson Center, as you said, Chuck, did not turn it over not one single time in the second half under Fort Loramie duress.
Yeah, and there was a lot of pressure by Fort Loramie. Jackson had a 26-16 rebounding advantage, 9-4 on the offensive rebounds. Neither team shot the ball well at all. 10 of 31 32% for Jackson, 2 of 12 shooting threes. They were 0 of 5 shooting threes in the second half. 8 for 9 from the free throw line. That was key.
Yep.
8 for 27 for Loramie. It's not quite 30%. 4 of 11 shooting threes, 5 of 8 from the free throw line.
Yep. Unfortunately for Fort Loramie, the Redskins fell back to the kind of shooting performance they had against Ansonia in the sectional championship game when Fort Loramie was 12 for 40. Won that game 33-23, but they were 12 for 40.
Right.
Had makeable shots, didn't hit them. Were lights out, 56% in the district title game against Cincinnati Christian in winning 49-41.
In a tougher place to shoot.
Yes. And played a top-level defensive club in Jackson Center here tonight. And the Redskins had a couple of short shooting streaks. They weren't long enough, though. The game stayed mighty, mighty close. And Jackson Center had the last few productive possessions of the night.
That's what won the game. Look at the scoring. One kid in double figures for both teams. That was Rosengarten. Ended up with 10. Then they got 6 out of Nick Brandaway. On the other side, they got 9 out of T.J. Esser. They got 7 out of Reichert. He had a 5-point third quarter, but he didn't score in the fourth quarter either. And if you want to look at our Clancy's players of the game, Rosengarten for Loramie and T.J. Esser for Jackson Center. Not only did he score, he was the leading scorer, but let me find his rebounds. He had 6 rebounds to go along with his points. So
he was really feisty on the glass, was T.J. Esser. He did the dirty work, the things that you don't ordinarily select out of a game and highlight. You've got to look at that stat sheet closely. Yeah, T.J. Esser was exceptional. A winning team in the 3 games this year between these two clubs. 40 points first game, 39 points second game, and 30 at Jackson Center here tonight. The winning team, it kept getting fewer points, fewer points, fewer points. The name of the game, defense here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt.
And Fort Loramie was not in high gear offensively. Jackson Center would not allow that to happen. But I tell you what, Fort Loramie lost to a very good club, and should the Tigers make some 3-point shots, 2 for a dozen won't get it done. If Jackson Center can shoot 40% behind the arc in the regional final game, Chuck, the Tigers will win.
I think that they will play better offensively against whoever wins the second game.
Yeah.
Because it is, like I said, the third time they've played, and you can't come up with anything that they don't know what you're going to run. Every time Jackson would call something, the coaching staff from Loramie was up telling them what was coming, and it was just, and the opposite on the other end. You know, so you weren't going to surprise anybody in this game tonight. It came down to execution, and like you said, Jackson had a couple of more plays down the stretch, and that's what won the game.
And Jackson Center, which went to the state 3 years ago, has another opportunity to do that this coming Friday night. We'll have the game for you. Tip off at 7 here on scoresbroadcast.com. We had a train of thought regarding our stars of the game and the Clancy's award, and then we were diverted.
Eli Rosengarten for Loramie and T.J. Esser for Jackson Center.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Number 3 ranked St. Henry, number 7 ranked Springfield Catholic Central, game 2 tonight. Number 3 in the state versus number 7. The winner gets unranked Jackson Center on Friday night in a regional championship. And again, Chuck, I'm telling you, if Jackson Center, it loosens up its offensive game and is a little more comfortable taking the jumpers from 15 to 21 feet, and they hit a better percentage, I'm not talking 50-50. I'm talking, you know, 40-45%, maybe close to 50 on the entire night, but around the 40 percentile on the threes. Jackson Center is to be feared on Friday, no matter who the opponent is. Tigers don't back down from anybody. I think in the last five meetings, Jackson Center's beat Marion Local in the regular season four times.
Yeah. Oh, they're not gonna back down. They're not gonna be intimidated. They're gonna have a good coaching plan. If they execute, they'll be in the game. If they don't execute, you know, who knows? St. Henry's a really good basketball team, and we're not even talking about Springfield Catholic. We haven't seen them really yet.
Lightning quick, not big. They'll want to force the tempo. St. Henry will say, oh, whoa, not so fast now. But Springfield Catholic will want to get up and down. St. Henry will have no part of that. So when push comes to shove, we'll see what happens. We'll be around. We'll take in some of the second game. Then return right back here at courtside tomorrow night. It is Versailles against Purcell Marion. 5:30 tip. Webcast time 5:10. Tigers against the Cavaliers in Division III regional semifinal play. Followed by Anna Rockets take on their opponent, Dayton Stivers. Mild upset. Stivers defeated Deer Park. Anna beat a Clark Montessori team that had won eight in a row. At one point, Clark Montessori, I think, was 8-8, finished 16-8, heading into the game against Anna. And that was a track meet times three.
Right. That'll be fun tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Anna Clark Montessori was fast. It'll be a repeat tomorrow night in game two. First game will be fast. I'll tell you what, Versailles isn't going to hold the ball.
No, I love watching Stammen play. That kid is fun to watch handling the basketball.
So there will be a lot of points scored tomorrow night in our doubleheader, unlike this first game this evening. I bet it takes well in excess of 60 to win those two games tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Maybe one of them might even go to 70. A lot of fun all year long covering the Fort Loramie Redskins in the Shelby County League. Redskins bow out tonight. Final record for Fort Loramie of 19-8. Redskins falling just short of 20 victories. Redskins won 16 of their last 20. Again, the seniors, Jake Ratterman, Carter Mesher, Eli Rosengarten, Nathan Ratterman, and Mason Kemper. I had several out-of-the-country emails, Chuck, in the last 24 hours. Three or four from Fort Loramie fans out of the country. A couple from Jackson Center fans out of the country. I know the Fort Loramie fans didn't enjoy necessarily how the game finished. Jackson Center fans out of the country did. But we're just tickled and pleased that you were thinking of us, though you were on vacation well outside the United States of America and had the advantage of the internet and scoresbroadcast.com to take in high school basketball from the Shelby County League at its best here in the Division IV Boys Regional Semis at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Want to highlight so much again our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, and Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jeff Bray and I never could have gotten off the ground over 12 years ago without the help from Local Equipment. We thank them so much. New underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, from which you've heard tonight, Eilerman Construction, Dan Eilerman. The team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Dan Eilerman Construction, a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom-built into every home improvement project. Thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards, on the web at regaltrophyawards.com, 1269 Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. Need trophies, plaques, awards? Well, many colleges and schools have been relying on Regal forever. And thanks to Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie Minster. Open at 6 a.m. outstanding reputation for great breakfast, an array of burgers and wraps at noon, and at night, enjoy the fish. The baked haddock is really special. Morey's Landing across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Again, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, Tip City, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Hemp Imagery, John Hemp gives you his best shot. Thanks again to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. They'll make your gift ideas come to life. Francis Schulze and Superior couldn't do it without you, plus the Jewelry Barn. Tell Jolene Renderly next time you are in her store that you heard about the shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you very much, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 498-7282, 937-498-7282. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North, 498-7282. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio region. Wilson Health Sports Medicine and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. It is not always necessarily pretty when Jackson Center grinds out a victory, Chuck, but I tell you what, they don't have a cookie-cutter way to get it done except for standard, hard-nosed, chest-to-chest defense, and that means that the offensive end, you're going to have to win with far fewer possessions than you ordinarily are used to getting in a high school basketball game. Thus, your margin of error at the offensive end when you try to beat Jackson Center is thin.
Well, some people would have called that game ugly. I call it a pretty basketball game. I'm telling you, that was high school basketball as good as it gets. Now, you can see teams run up and down the floor, play no defense, and win 90-88. Go watch Trotwood if you want to see that.
Yeah.
But I like that. That was basketball. That was high school basketball, and that was fun to watch.
Yep. And don't forget, tomorrow night, we are back here at 5:15. We're back here at 5:15 tomorrow night. Actually, webcast time at 5:10 tomorrow night. Versailles, Purcell, Marion. Boys Division III regional semifinal tomorrow, 5:10 webcast. And then the nightcap, the second game, 7:45. Anna against Dayton Stivers. Two winners then come back Saturday night at 7. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Again, thanks to Matt Zerker, who filled in over the last week for Chuck while he was at his son's wedding in Florida. For Chuck McBee, Mike Side on engineering, stats, color. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, where Jackson Center has defeated Fort Loramie in a Boys Division IV regional semifinal 30-25.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.